TH materialist, we could continue, you know. I live here in Sweden, and nowadays it's a, well, it used to be a very religious country, but now it's the opposite, you could say, a materialistic, and a good materialistic country, because since people became materialist, maybe that's why, at least they, well, they care very much about the material side of things, which they have got pretty nicely into place. Works pretty well compared to many other countries. Of course, people, this strange thing which I noticed even when I was a kid or a teenager, that something seemed wrong or missing. People were still complaining about things, and often you saw, like I saw my parents living a life on rails, pieced together, materially well working, like a well-oiled machinery, but I'm sitting there, teenager in my chair, where's the life? Is that what life is supposed to be? Is that what the world is? A big machine? Where happiness, whatever it is, just means that your cogwheels work well with the rest of the machine. Now, I didn't know it by then, or didn't dare to think it or admit it, but what I was looking for was the soul. Now, the soul was, and I think it still is for many people, which I guess it should be, if you're a materialist, a bad word. Oh, you're religious. It's only religious people who believe in the soul. So no. But then as the years went by, that truth stood there over and over again in front of me, smiling, saying, so, is your material machinery working well, and are you happy? Well, it did, kind of, but, and I had done my early 20s, I felt everything. I had eaten basically all kinds of foods there are, and now it was just repetition, drunk, had sex, taken drugs, traveled. What else was there? Of course, lots of things I hadn't done, but they were just slightly different flavors of all that which I had done, because after all, the material world, as built by humans today and as I knew it by then, is a fairly simplistic thing. You enjoy your senses, and there are just five of them, and you find some objects for them. There are a few variations on the same theme, the same kind of gratification. Blonde girl, dark haired girl, this food, that food. What's the difference? It was a boring machine. But then, and we can put that anywhere, maybe this is a different episode. So, you know, in school, physics teacher told us about what this world is. It's made of these little atoms, building blocks. Okay, neat. And what are they made of? Well, smaller blocks. Oh, so I borrowed a book in a lot of library about that. All the blocks, all elementary particles. And they just kept listing smaller and smaller and more. Mystical or even metaphysical in the end, particles. I put down the book. Okay. But then I read another book about quantum physics. It isn't particles, it's waves, and or the particles, if they exist, point particles, meaning they have no size, and it got really weird. And in any case, it's all 99.99% empty space in there. We can illustrate all this.